thank you so much. And of course, I was going to speak to Alaskan residents first, so I'm sorry about that, but that's the way we do things up here. It's the people who come first. Plans for 2012 are to enroll Trig in kindergarten and, you know, see where the kids are at that time in their life. They're going to come first, and we'll see what happens then. But just concentrating on getting back to the Anchorage governor's office and then the Juneau's governor's office and get to work on all the priorities that we have for this great state. I have not given it thought in the context of making any kind of decisions at all. So, no, just happy to be back here, getting ready to work on the gas line that's going to allow this nation to become more energy independent and start producing more resources here in the state and contributing more to all of the lower 48 states. I think that American voters have spoken regarding who it is that they want to lead, regardless of how much face time Senator McCain and I had together. We have a great relationship. I have nothing but admiration for him. I love him. And regardless of how much face time we had together, the American people have spoken. We're going to unite with and reaching out to President-elect Obama and do all that we can to assist him in moving this great nation forward. We've had a great relationship, and I talked to him on the phone, on the airplane when we were in Seattle, and we have nothing but good things to say about each other. And it's not just political; it's sincere admiration that I have for him, and I honor him. Yes. The people of Alaska just spoke. They said that they want him as their senator, and it's up to him what happens next. Other questions? I don't know, but did you ever hear that rumor of me going rogue? It was me trying to sneak some phone calls into some of you guys. That was the rogueness. Yes.
Since you've been gone, the political landscape here in Alaska has changed quite a bit. There's been some hurt feelings since you left, especially in the legislature. How are you going to work to mend that and get back to the bipartisan?
Well, I don't know what specifically you're talking about, hurt feelings, and because that's so subjective, kind of tough to answer. But as I have in the last couple of years, worked in a bipartisan manner and in my administration, of course, that being made manifest by appointing Republicans, Democrats, and independents to help serve the people of Alaska. I'm going to continue to do that, continuing to reach out. Nobody should have hurt feelings. My goodness, this is politics. Politics is rough and tumble, and people need to get thick skin just like I've got. Yes. Well, if they're an unnamed source, then that says it all. I won't comment on anybody's gossip or allegations that are based on anonymous sources. That's kind of a small, evidently bitter type of person who would anonymously charge something foolish like that I perhaps didn't know an answer to a question. So until I know who is talking about it, I won't have a comment on false allegations. Yeah. It's been amazing, absolutely amazing, to be able to represent Alaska across the U.S., bringing that pro-Alaska message to the rest of the nation. I think that Alaska was seen in a very good light in terms of what it is that we have to contribute to the rest of the U.S., that we are ready to produce more, and there is great ingenuity, there is great work ethic up here, and it's ready to be put to good use to the betterment of this country. So it's been a great experience, Todd and I, and for our families. It was the thrill of a lifetime to hear other people's stories about Alaska, how much they admire the uniqueness here, the significance of the state, and it was great to be able to shine a light on Alaska. Yes. Oh, my goodness. There are a tremendous amount of things that we observed across the U.S. Certainly that the work ethic that is so strong here and that we see in other parts of the world and certainly in other states, we have to make sure that work ethic, people's hard work, is rewarded and that we're not, in terms of taxes or anything else, taking more from one person, their hard-earned money, and doling it out according to some politicians' priorities, but the people who are producing and contributing and choosing to work hard are rewarded. Now, we saw that as kind of a foundation throughout the U.S. in debate and discussion about the differences in the tickets and where they wanted to go with taxes. So up here in Alaska, we're going to make sure that people know that their hard work is going to be rewarded and we're not going to be taxing them like other states do.
Thank you so much.
You mentioned having a thick skin.
Yeah.
How has this experience changed you as a person and also a politician?
Well, as a politician, to tell you the honest goodness truth, you guys, media folks, I've come away, unfortunately, with a little bit of disappointment in the world of the media. And don't anybody take it personally, please. You guys have thick skin, too. Please, build your skin thick.
We don't.
Sorry. Because... you know, so many things that were reported that could have easily been corrected in terms of what my record is and what we do up here in Alaska and how our government works. Too many of media folks decided not to correct something on the record when they could have easily done. That left me with a little bit of disappointment in the whole vocation here. And I don't want Americans to be kind of disappointed and not believing in our media, because you guys are a foundation of our democracy. We want to believe in you. So everybody's got to be fair and objective in their reporting. So that changed me a little bit there. But whatever I can do there to help and to help make sure that there is accurate information given to reporters, it's all about transparency and accountability. I'm going to help do that.
Thank you very much.
But it's been amazing. This has been an amazing experience. You know, the great North Star is shining brightly across the U.S. as they're looking at Alaska and expecting great things from Alaska. As we reach out now, too, to President-elect Obama and get him to understand also what Alaska has to contribute. We have the resources here to allow Alaska to be the leader in energy policy. We've had 30 years of failed energy policy in the U.S. It's time to end that failed policy, start implementing solutions, domestic solutions to the energy challenges we face. And this is a matter of national security and economic prosperity. Alaska leading the nation on good energy policy, allowing us to be energy independent. So that message, too, resonating well across the U.S. because it's true. It's right on, and Alaska can do it. So thank you, guys. Gonna unpack tonight and we'll be back at work as soon as we can. Never stopped working though. We've been working round the clock. I've been juggling a couple things at once, of course, being full-time governor while VP a candidate at the same time, but we got it. Got a lot done. Yeah, I know. Not real practical. You're right. All right. There should not be any tension. You know, in the state of politics, what you do is you state your case, your values, your convictions. The other side does the same thing. You let the voters decide. The voters have chosen their leader. Now it's our opportunity to reach out to President-elect Obama, get him to see the light in terms of what Alaska has to contribute and to offer. I can't wait to get to work with him, too, on the good things that are in store for this country that are going to come out of Alaska. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go talk to these good Alaskans who are out here.